The Earth spins at 1,000 miles an hour. Sometimes when I remember this, it's all I can do to stay upright. The urge to flatten myself to the ground and clutch hold is that strong. Because gravity? Ugh, gravity is no match for a force that equals 10 simultaneous hurricanes. No, if we aren't all flung off the Earth like so many water droplets off a cartoon dog's back, it must be because people are connected somehow. I like to imagine the ties between us as strands of spider silk. Practically invisible, maybe, but strong as steel. I figure the trick is to spin out enough of them to weave ourselves into a net. Discovering one of these ties feels so good, as if I'm settling more safely into the earth, as if my bones are made of iron and my blood is melted lead. Because I never know when I'm going to find one, I'm always on the lookout. The whole time I lived with Louise, I was watching. Finally, on the last day of her life, in the last hour before she died, most likely, I found one. Actually, Louise found it. She threw it out like a lifeline. I grabbed.
Fix yourself some breakfast, then help me unload the car, Stella. I went down to the agway yesterday. Got some fertilizer and mulch for my blueberries.
I love blueberries, I said. So does my mom. I pulled a box of pancakes out of the freezer and braced for the sarcastic remark about my mother I figured was coming. Louise grabbed the box and clattered the last two pancakes onto a plate.
Pugh,
she muttered.
Pugh, I had noticed, was the start of a lot of her conversations, as though she'd taken in a mouthful of road dust and had to spit it out before she could form any words.
Pugh, she started again.
You're telling me. That girl was crazy for blueberries.
She winced when she realized what she'd said and frowned over at me to see if she had to apologize. But I didn't react. My mother wasn't crazy. That wasn't it.
What I mean is, she was always hounding me to buy them. Course they cost an arm and a leg out of season. I didn't have enough money to go buying them whenever she got a whim.
She shoved the plate into the microwave and stabbed the start button extra hard to show me how she felt about things. Then she stopped. She pushed aside the curtains over the sink to gaze out the window. And when she turned back, her face had softened to almost pretty. For the first time, I could see how she and my grandmother could have been sisters.
Out there, she said. Past the garden. You see those bushes?
I stepped beside her and nodded. I saw bushes. 20 or 30 at least. They didn't impress me much, I have to say.
Your mother helped me plant them, because she loved them so much. Couldn't have been more than 8 or 9, but she worked like a little trooper. Never quit. 3 different high bush varieties. I got pipkins for muffins.
I stopped listening for a minute as it hit me again. My mother had lived here. Right exactly here. Louise had taken in my grandmother and my mom, her sister and her niece, when my grandmother's husband left.
Supposed to be just until they got on their feet. Turned into 2 years. Louise had said. Your mother was a handful even then. It was a long 2 years.
I looked around, wondering if she had eaten from these dishes, sat in these chairs. I'd been poking around whenever I could, but hadn't found any trace of her yet. It was as if Louise had scrubbed her away, the way she scrubbed her kitchen every morning.